Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
We are live from Austin, Texas, deep behind enemy lines. You're listening to the Alex Jones Show. It is the 23rd day of April, 2007. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones today. Alex will be joining us in about 30 minutes on the broadcast to give us some updates and talk about some breaking news as well. And we'll be back in the chair tomorrow for your listening pleasure and your edification. So much news to report today. The Sunday news cycle, starting off the news week, almost unwatchable, almost completely useless as they tried to do everything in their power to spin the Virginia Tech story, to spin or counterman the Alberto Gonzalez story, and of course to further pad the war in Iraq, which is really falling to pieces right under our very noses. We'll talk about that. Also, Boris Yeltsin has died today. Of course, he will be eulogized around the world as a great leader. We'll talk about that, including some of the information that Boris Yeltsin tried to pass to our government regarding the JFK shooting, the Russians immediately going to the conclusion that LBJ was behind the JFK assassination, as well as the Texas oil people. This would include Halliburton or Kellogg, Brown, and Root, among others. Of course, we remember that LBJ was the KBR president, Kellogg, Brown, and Root president, the Halliburton president. This was in all the newspapers back in the day. It was pretty much acknowledged right out in the open. So we'll talk about that. Iran and Iraq. Let's be very clear here. According to the phony information that we're getting that is being put out throughout the media, Al-Qaeda in Iran? I think that's that's kind of hard to swallow. But according to this information, Iran and Iraq, the Al-Qaeda quadrants in Iran and Iraq are planning a massive attack on Britain. We'll talk about that on the program today. There's also some information, according to WorldNet Daily, smoking gun tape that could indict Hillary Clinton, possibly exposing her to a felony that would have a five-year prison sentence attached to it. More Virginia Tech news today. More news coming out about the DARPA connections of Virginia Tech. We'll talk about that today. Also, there is something big going on in France. We'll touch on that. The left versus right is being billed on Drudge Report and in mainstream media, but we have a dire warning for you related to this selection process going on in France right now. More information about Alberto Anti Gonzalez. The Cold War, as it pertains to Russia now with this missile shield in play over Europe. We've done the analysis. This is not a defensive weapon. This is really a mode or a method to clear the way for offensive weapons in space, creating a space war. That's not a conspiracy. This comes right from, Bob Bowman, who we work with, was headed Star Wars under two presidents. I guess he would know about that. And then we're going to talk about, in fact, here in just a few minutes, we're going to play you some audio from an incident here in Austin, Texas, over the weekend where John Kerry came in to give a little speech with his wife, Teresa Heinz Kerry, and they were confronted by a group here in Austin known as the Austin 9/11 Truth Now Group, and I thought very professionally they managed to address some pretty big issues to John Kerry. Really made him squirm. Talked about chemtrails. Talked about genetically modified food. Talked about depleted uranium. And, of course, talked about 9/11 and Building 7. We're going to play that clip for you when we come back from this next break. I believe also we're going to have Aaron Dooley on the program today to talk about how this got set up and really to show you that you don't need to be afraid of Skull and Bones Kerry or Skull and Bones Heinz or any of these super global elitists who will come and visit your town and try to gain your support for their coming selections. You're going to be interested in this. This is a good one, folks. It shows that standing up to the power certainly has its rewards. I'm Jack Blood, filling in for Alex Jones today. Infowars.com, PrisonPlanet.com. We'll take a quick break, come back with more news and information. You're not getting anywhere else. This is the Genesis Communications Radio Network.
It's year. After a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film, Terror Storm, is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
The war on terrorism, will it be fought overseas or will it affect us here at home? If you are like most folks, you want to be prepared but can't afford an underground shelter. So what do you do? Did you know that you can use your home as a shelter against fallout and biological or chemical attacks? With a little know-how, it's not that difficult. Sheltering in place, surviving acts of terrorism from biological, chemical, and radioactive fallout, developed by Wayne LeBaron, a health physicist who has served as a specialist in environmental health, communicable diseases, and has worked as a nuclear specialist for the U.S. government, gives you easy-to-follow video instructions and walks you step-by-step through the process of preparing your home as a shelter. Get this critical video every American needs for only $29 plus shipping. Order by calling New Millennium today at 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438. Or order on the web at BerkeyWater.com.
Have you ever thought about what's in your shampoo, soap, or detergent? How about chlorides, dyes, ethanol, sulfates, sodium, formaldehydes, and more? Even fragrance can indicate the presence of some 4,000 separate ingredients, most of which are synthetic. Hi, this is Alex Jones. I was shocked when I discovered I could be inhaling these additives that can lead to coughing, wheezing, and shortness of breath, headaches, nausea, irritation of the skin, and mucous membranes. Now compare a Calben Pure Soap. All natural, earth-friendly, no harsh chemicals, no animal testing, they're safe, and you save 85% of the money you're spending on cleaning products now. Start saving over $1,000 a year for your family of four. Keep it natural. Call Calben Pure Soap for a free catalog at 1-800-340-7091 or log on to 5starsoap.com. Try Calben Pure Soaps, and I'll bet you'll never use any other cleaning products again. Call 1-800-340-7091 for all your cleaning needs.
He's the T-Rex of political talk. Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network.
This could be the first time that Skull and Bones' John Kerry has been confronted on 9/11 truth. Issues of depleted uranium. Certainly, I don't think he's gotten a lot of information or rhetoric on chemtrails. You almost have to watch this video, and that is up at InfoWars.com right now or PrisonPlanet.com. We're going to play some of it for you. There have been multiple interpretations of what Kerry said and responded to in this. We'll talk about this, but this was a result of a truth squad attending a Kerry speech, a Kerry stump speech. He claims he's not running for president, yet he's doing stump speeches around the country with his prime financial backer, his wife, Teresa Hines Kerry. And let's remind you, her husband was killed in a plane crash. He was a Skull and Bones schoolmate, a Yale schoolmate at Skull and Bones, with John Kerry and George W. Bush. The guy dies in a plane crash, and the next thing you know, she's hooking up with John Kerry. So there's a lot of background here to go into. We're going to have Alex Jones come up here in just about 20 minutes to kind of get into this and break this down. More information about the VT shooting as well. But the video in many ways speaks for itself. And this really shows that you can speak truth to power. You can stand up to these super global elitists and shock them, make them squirm, make them nervous, and hopefully, which you might find in the case of this particular video, again, the picture is kind of worth a thousand words, but hopefully get them to say something on the record that they're not supposed to say. I think we give these people a little bit too much credit sometimes for being genius when they're really they're really not very smart at all. So it's always good to try to push these people, try to get a, as Webster Tarpley likes to call it, a macaca moment, where you can embarrass and humiliate a politician and potentially end his career flat with a video camera and a tape recorder. That's what the people did at Austin 9/11 Truth. Now, good people, we know them down here. They work very hard to get out 9/11 Truth. So we're going to play this video for you, and we'll come back, give you some analysis. John, go ahead and roll that.
Please join me in giving a big Austin, Texas welcome.
I'm told we have time for just a couple of more questions, so we'll try to do them as quick as we can. We'll move as fast as we can. Yes, ma'am.
Hi, Senator Kerry. You bring up our sense of personal responsibility as citizens and to hold people responsible and accountable. And I was just wondering if you had ever heard of Dr. Stephen Jones. He is a professor and was a professor at Brigham Young University. He was put on leave and then forced into retirement. He did a conference and a presentation here last weekend at the University of Texas called by the Project of New American Citizens. And he discovered by testing World Trade Center dust that there were chemical compounds that, and the same chemical composition that made up thermite. He believes that this is a result of controlled demolition, and I was just wondering, since you are all for holding people accountable and being personally responsible as a citizen, if you were up to hearing witness and expert testimony as to how the World Trade Center were brought down by controlled demolition.
Well, that's a new one to me. I'd have to, I mean, obviously I'm open to anything that's based on fact and evidence, and if somebody has evidence, I'll take a look at it. I'd be happy to take a look at it.
Also, a question I have for you. World Trade Center 7 was brought down on September 11th at 5:20 in the evening. The leaseholder of the World Trade Center complex, Larry Silverstein, gave a public interview on PBS in 2002, and he said that they pulled that building, which is a demolition term for intentionally bringing down a building. This man made over $5 billion from those buildings' destruction, and I want to know if there was ever a formal investigation into Larry Silverstein, the leaseholder of the World Trade Center complex, and his ties to this entire event.
I don't believe there's been a formal investigation. I haven't heard that. I don't know that. I do know that that wall, I remember, was in danger, and I think that they made a decision based on the danger that it had of destroying other things, that they did it in a controlled fashion. You know, he's part of the construction, reconstruction effort for the memorial and the use of the land, et cetera. There's been a long tug of war going on in New York. I am not following every aspect of it because it's not in my jurisdiction, so to speak. But I'll check out what the story is. I'll take a look at it based on what you've said. You're the first people anywhere in the country to call this to my attention.
Well, interestingly enough, the 9/11 Commission report does not even address World Trade Center 7 and the fact that, you know, it's spelled the way that
Let me find out about it. I don't know enough about it. It's not in our book, et cetera.
All right, there you heard it. These are the first people in the country, according to John Kerry, who have asked him these questions. He's promised to look into the first question. That is the research of Professor Stephen Jones, which I think we should hold him to. Unfortunately, in that audio clip, and I'd like to find another audio clip and perhaps play this again if we can get Aaron Dooley on from Austin 9/11 Truth Now, because I like how he sets up his question. He starts off, and you have to understand, this is a very controlled situation here. They're in a bookstore. They need to be polite. You heard the rabid applause and clapping, so you're surrounded by the enemy. And I thought that the gentleman asking the second question did a great job kind of leading up to it. He gave a few compliments to Kerry about his book and segued right into from environmentalism, right into genetically modified food, chemtrails, depleted uranium, and then went right into the Building 7 information. So I really loved how he kind of worked up to that question. I can predict for you that John Kerry will no longer be taking any unscripted questions. This means that if we don't have the opportunity, again, to speak truth to power in a uniform or a professional manner, as these people have done here in Austin, Texas over the weekend at this particular engagement by John Kerry, then we're going to have to be rude about it, all right? But it is always preferable to try to be as professional as possible when asking these questions to these criminals. And let's call John Kerry what he is. He's a criminal. He covered up for the BCCI banking scandal, covered up for Iran-Contra, and has been a cover-up artist now for, well, his whole life. And controlled opposition in the Vietnam War. I mean, we can go on and on and on about the lists of high crimes and misdemeanors by John Kerry. To say that this isn't in his jurisdiction, I mean, he is a U.S. senator. I would assume that anything under the headline of 9/11 is in his jurisdiction, especially when one of the alleged hijackers took off from Boston Logan Airport, which happens to be his home state. Now, let's get into the controversy here, because I'm probably reading this a little bit different than some of the other people who have done the analysis on this story. The headlines I received today in my mailbox were John Kerry admits a controlled demolition. But if you listen very carefully, and I think this might have been one of the problems, you know, with follow-up questions in this particular instance, if you listen very carefully, he's deflecting the question and equating controlled demolition, again, trying to deflect the question, change the subject. And this is really, I think, evident of somebody who does know what's going on. Otherwise, he's not going to be deflecting the question. He's going to be listening to the question, trying to address the question and answer that question. Instead, he tried to twist it into talking about the remains of Building 7, the remains actually of the World Trade Center Tower, and how they would be brought down, and they would be brought down in a controlled manner. He's talking about literally the skeleton, the remains. Not much of it was left, of course, as we know, and how that can be cleared for reconstruction and to, debate the problem of how that memorial is going to go up. So he changed and twisted the question, and I think we're really jumping to conclusions here if we think that John Kerry has just admitted that there was controlled demolition. But there is some reading between the lines in this, and it's an interesting topic. I do certainly want to get into this, and I know Alex is going to come up here very shortly to try to help us dissect it. Also, somebody from Austin 9/11 Truth coming aboard on the program today. And I just can't be prouder of the people here in Austin, Texas, and not just Austin, because I know people up in Tulsa. We were just up in Dallas. The people that are brave enough to go up against what is known in this country as establishment power. So very, very brave people. In fact, I don't know if I'll get into it on the program today on Alex's show. I definitely will on my program following the show today. We did an event up in Dallas, and I'll just tell you this. We were under about 6 to 7 hours of police harassment and surveillance, and I believe it's because I said 9/11 was an inside job, and there were some people in Dallas that just frankly didn't want to hear that. I'll tell you the whole story on my program. I don't want to go into too much personal and private information here, but it was quite an odyssey, to say the least. Going back to this particular story, again, I mean, it is just so important. And to raise the issue of Dr. Stephen Jones' scientific research, to put that in front of these people, to talk about accountability. And here is a good example of the first woman asking the question in this particular instance, using Kerry's words against him, if I may be so bold. And that is, he's talking about personal accountability, accountability, of course, to George W. Bush and the war in Iraq, and using that to say, since you're so interested in accountability, have you seen the research, have you seen the science as it pertains to the World Trade Center towers in 9/11? And I thought that she just did a great job in that, and putting together some of the information that Stephen Jones has put out and making him say on the record that he's going to be looking into this. Now, of course, we know this is what they always say to try to sidestep the issue. And I think in some ways, maybe we shouldn't fall for that. Getting them to say that is good, but following up with more questions, staying on the ball, listening closely to the answers. And if they skirt the answers to call them on that and to force them to be accountable. I believe we're going to break right now. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood. Stay tuned.
Do Through the years of providing water filters to America, you've come to us and we've listened. You asked us to make the water level visible to eliminate the guesswork when refilling the water. We listened. You asked for an elevated base so the system could be used in places beside on the edge of a counter. We listened. You asked us to develop a filter that was made in the USA. We listened. You asked us to include an emergency light for camping and during power outages. We listened. After 9/11, you asked us to develop a filter that was more powerful in removing chemical agents. Again, we listened. Introducing the Berkey Light, the gravity filter requested by America, designed by Americans, and made in America.
Get the Berkey Light, the American water purifier, only $279. Call New Millennium, 888-803-4438. That's 888-803-4438, or order on the web at berkeywater.com. Not yet available in Iowa.
Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. On April 23rd, 2007, gold spot, 691 1-ounce gold coins can be purchased for $712, $358.53 for half, $179.26 for quarter-ounce coins at $712.98, $358.53, and $179.26. We've been hearing the USA has been spending money faster than tax collections. Now the government has published the document that sounds the alarm. That's right, the United States Government Accountability Office, the GAO, has published the long-term fiscal outlook document. Clearly stating that the federal debt burden is spiraling out of control, this will directly affect programs like Social Security to FDIC's ability to insure bank deposits. Taxation and inflationary printing of the U.S. dollar are inevitable pressures facing the economy. Get this document free by calling 800-686-2237. The U.S. GAO has spelled it out in black and white. Call 800-686-2237. That's 800-686-2237.
Do you know the truth about cancer treatments? Do you realize that with all presently accepted methods, you are not correctly attacking the cancer, and you are mostly fighting to survive the treatment? Do you realize that mutilating surgery, burning, and the poisoning of your entire system are totally unnecessary? But now, it's cancer's turn to die with LaceMed Inc.'s patented methodology. Without cutting, bleeding, drugs, or damaging radiation, we can destroy skin cancer and breast tumors of any size without adverse side effects at our physician's office. Laser technology at its best. For more information, call 702-953-0267 or visit www.lasemedinc.com. Call 702-953-0267.
Government is best, which governs least.
Wake up and smell the fascism.
Being in government means never having to say you're sorry.
What part of unconstitutional do you not understand, George?
In today's world full of tyranny and injustice, sometimes it seems the only thing we still have is our freedom of speech. Exercise your freedom of speech by purchasing your choice of hundreds of different Liberty stickers, from humorous to serious, at LibertyStickers.com. LibertyStickers.com can even customize your own bumper stickers. It's time to stand up for what you believe. Invest in your freedom. Get your stickers at LibertyStickers.com for your family, friends, and community. Go to LibertyStickers.com or call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626. And express your freedom of speech today. Call 877-873-9626. That's 877-873-9626.
Thanks for tuning in to the Genesis Communications Network, the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, your radio gun, sitting in for Alex Jones. He should be popping up with us here in about 6 minutes on the show today to help us cover some breaking news on the program. We'll be going to your calls shortly thereafter. And I'm told that Joseph Kilgus will be joining us from the 9/11 Truth Group that took on John Kerry here over the weekend. Great story I love reporting these things from around the country. This is the difference that we really seen. This is the difference between 2007 9/11 truth or truth in general and, say, 2005. People are really taking it to them. And, of course, it couldn't have been more evident on the fifth anniversary of 9/11 at Ground Zero, where roughly 2,000 people in identical Investigate 9/11 t-shirts were at Ground Zero. Alex Jones, in a great moment in his career, I think, as brave as you can possibly be, bullhorned Ground Zero with 9/11 is an inside job before he went on to bullhorn the CFR and Silverstein Properties. So this is really the difference now in 2007, and this is something that I don't think we'll be rolling back on. I think this is something that's going to gain momentum. The more of you out there who see that you can get away with these truth actions and do so with a modicum of publicity and a lot of support, the more people that are going to do it and the more scared the government is going to be of the people. Of course, you remember the old adage, the old quote, a people that are afraid of their government receive tyranny, and a government afraid of the people project liberty. And this is something always very important to remember. Don't be scared. Never back down. Get in their faces. And the more of you that do it, the easier it's going to be, and the more and the easier it's going to be to get away with it. So I'm really proud of people that do that. We'll talk about that also in the second hour of the broadcast today. One of the things we mentioned in this clip was depleted uranium, and we have a story on that put out, I believe, by the Daytona Beach News Journal. Soldier health scare back in the news. And it goes like this. Lori Brim cradled her son in her arms for 3 months before he died at the famous now Walter Reed Army Medical Center in Washington. Dustin Brim, a 22-year-old Army specialist, had collapsed 3 years ago in Iraq from a very aggressive cancer that attacked his kidney and caused a mass growth over his esophagus and a collapsed lung. The problems she saw during her time at Walter Reed, including her son screaming in pain while doctors argued over medications, had nothing to do with the mold and the shabby conditions documented in recent news reports. What his mother saw was an unexplainable illness consuming her son. And what she has learned since her son's death is that this was not an isolated case. Lori Brim has joined other parents, hundreds of other sick soldiers, legislators, research scientists, and environmental activists who say the cause of their problems results from exposure to depleted uranium, a radioactive metal used in the manufacturing of U.S. tank armor and weapons casings. Health and environmental effects of depleted uranium are at the heart of scientific studies. A lawsuit in the New York courts and legislative bills in more than a dozen states, although, as they note in this article, not in Florida. News stories claiming negative signs of depleted uranium's impact, including death and birth defects, are surfacing from Australia to England to the Far East. The controversy rages within government bodies and underlines the theme of TV shows, like a recent episode of the medical series House. Got to see that. If anybody has that issue of House, I can't stand that show, but if they're talking about depleted uranium, I'd sure like to see it. While the military continues to deny the connection of depleted uranium to sickness plaguing returning servicemen and women, the newly mandated study stemming from legislation signed by President Bush in October is just getting underway. A too little too late will be the headline of that particular column. A new study, which begins in March, follows several that have been completed by the military into depleted uranium, a byproduct left when enriched uranium is separated out for use in nuclear power and atomic weapons. The Department of Energy gives its arms, gives it to arms makers where its extreme density is valuable in the manufacture of armor and casings. I wonder if George Bush or the legislators or anybody looking into this, or this particular woman in general and their coalition, have had a chance to talk to Colonel Doug Rocky. Despite a 1996 UN resolution opposing its use because of the discovery of health problems after the first Gulf War, that's right, it's been acknowledged by the United Nations, it must be true, the military studies have concluded there was no evidence that exposure to the metal caused illness, except the evidence of the dying cancerous soldiers. We can talk more about it on the program today as well. Thanks for listening to the Alex Jones Show. Folks, we'll be right back after this. Infowars.com.
We're on the march.
The Empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Are you looking for a one-stop shop to find all your favorite books and videos? Look no further. Northern Voice Bookstore has everything you need. Hundreds of titles, from self-defense, survival, and financial freedom, to history, politics, conspiracy, and everything you need to know about the New World Order. You can order everything you need on the web 24 hours a day at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, Post Office Box 281, Wildwood, PA 150. Northern Voice Bookstore offers a broad range of different perspectives and believes strongly that the American people need alternative sources of information in order to understand the society they live in today. You won't find a better selection of books or videos anywhere. So make Northern Voice Bookstore your bookstore. Visit us online at northernvoicebookstore.com or send $2 for our latest catalog to Northern Voice Bookstore, P.O. Box 281, Wildwood, PA 15091.
Craig Walcott, chartered financial consultant and host of the Dead Doctors Don't Lie radio program and million-dollar earner in the network marketing field since 1989. I certainly know what it takes to succeed. I also know without proper tools, your chance for significant income in the network marketing field can quickly fade. The sad truth is that 99% of the people who enter network marketing will never spend the time nor money to develop the skills they need. That's where MLM Incorporated steps in. No matter what network marketing venture you're involved in, MLM Incorporated can provide you the successful tools you need to truly succeed. A subscription to MLM Incorporated will provide you access to the 3-hour Industrial Revolution of Network Marketing Seminar, where you will learn to perform at a level you never thought possible. Radio, TV, internet, direct mail will all be at your fingertips. Weekly training calls, no additional charge, plus so much more can't be mentioned in 60 seconds. Visit MLMIncorporated.com to hear how you can become one of the elite income earners in the network marketing field. MLMIncorporated.com, where your success is guaranteed.
Summer is once again just around the corner, and as usual, so are higher gas prices. This year, stop taking it on the chin and start fighting back. Ethos FR, a product tested and found worthy by NBC and Fox News, can save you up to 19% on fuel and reduce emissions by up to 30%. Unlike other products and gadgets you've seen advertised, Ethos FR attacks the source of the problem, unburned fuel. You see, exhaust is essentially unburned fuel that's expelled from your tailpipe. That equates to toxins being released into the environment and dollars being released from your wallet. But with Ethos FR, fuel burns more completely, helping your engine to deliver better mileage and helping you to save money. And it's so easy to use. Simply pour a couple of ounces into your tank at every fill-up, and you're on your way to saving money and the environment. So, do yourself and the environment a favor and visit ctsavegas.com to get your bottle today. That's ctsavegas.com.
Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right. Get up, stand up. Stand up for your right.
If you don't stand up for your rights, I don't know who's going to. And I like to say, get under your bed, get up in your attic, find the lockbox that has your constitutional rights in it, your God-given rights. Break it open and start using them. If you don't, they're going to go away and be replaced with privileges. Thanks for joining us again, folks. Jack Blood sitting in if you've just joined us for the Alex Jones program today. We're expecting Alex to join us any minute on the program today. Analyzing and breaking down some breaking news stories. So for you, again, talking to Joseph Kilgus in the second hour of the program today about their 9/11 truth action on John Kerry here in Austin, Texas over the weekend. We'll be going to your calls at 800-259-9231, 1-800-259-9231. We'll get to you as soon as possible. Just a ton of news to report today. As I like to always correct myself, it's only 1,000 pounds of news to report today, maybe 1,500, not 2,000 pounds. So a ton of news, possibly a misnomer. Going back to depleted uranium, I think this is an extremely important issue to discuss. In fact, we do get distracted quite a bit in supporting the troops to forget how to support the troops. And one way to do that is to blow open the whole depleted uranium issue. Of course, our friend Dr. Doug Rocky is the one who instituted the Pentagon's study on how to use this, what would be the only appropriate way to use it. He, of course, went to Iraq and oversaw the cleanup of depleted uranium, which is just beyond imagination. And not just in Iraq, by the way, or Afghanistan, folks, or in war zones around the world, but right here in the United States, as depleted uranium is tested in the United States at battlegrounds, testing grounds, various military bases throughout the country. But look, I mean, if we support our troops, and when I heard the Walter Reed story, this is the first thing I thought of. Man, we got to get Doug Rocky up. We got to have Doug Rocky talk about depleted uranium, because this is the underlying story. So when we talked earlier in the last segment about George W. Bush signing a Department of Defense authorization legislation in 2006, October 2006, which accompanied a House amendment, which was authored and introduced by Jim McDermott. He is a Democrat, or maybe was a Democrat in Washington, ordering a comprehensive study about depleted uranium, which was due in 1 year. So that would be October 2007. It would be potentially due. We have to ask, are you talking to Dr. Doug Rocky? In fact, I believe, and I'd like to give you a call to action, people who say, you never tell us what to do, we don't know what to do, here's something you can do. You can write Jim McDermott, and we'll test and see how honest he is about this subject, and make sure that he knows to talk to Dr. Rocky, if he hasn't already. I want to make sure he's talking to him, and I guess, why not write Joe Lieberman, who put together a Senate companion bill to study the health effects on U.S. soldiers from the U.S. military's use of depleted uranium. Do you? Because if we don't, this study will be operating as a cover-up. That's what these studies are. You know, I'll give you a good example. The 9/11 Commission. As we mentioned earlier, the John Kerry's, the Kerry Commission, which investigated BCCI. Of course, they had to put Kerry in charge of that commission, because what they're going to find is that both Clinton and Bush were knee-deep in money laundering, among other crimes and scams, with the Bank of Crooks and Criminals International, as I like to call it. So when we see that there's a study, of course, the Iraq Study Group, we saw what became of that, headed by James Baker III. When we see study, comprehensive study, legislation put out by Congress, the Senate, and the White House, we know that this is a cover-up. So we've got to give them all of the ammunition, no pun intended, that they need in order to do a proper investigation. We've got to stay on them to make sure that that investigation is done. Just more news on depleted uranium. February 6, 2007, the New York newspaper, the Post Chronicle, reported that the U.S. government scientists at Ames Laboratory in Iowa say that they are close to developing a nanostructured material of tungsten and metallic glass to eliminate the use of depleted uranium in ammunition. In other words, finding a tangible substitute for DU. In a recent phone call by the News Journal to senior scientist Dan Sordelet, reported to be leading the research team, he said that he's no longer working on that, and he declined to give any further information. So again, there's a nanostructured material. I have to look into this. I don't know how safe this would be. I don't know what the dire consequences of the tungsten and metallic glass might be in replacement for depleted uranium, but according to the News Journal, the senior scientist working on this has decided he's not working on that any longer. It might be too expensive. I don't know. One of the things we have to keep in mind about depleted uranium and any of these nefarious substances, including weapons of mass destruction, chemical weapons, non-lethal weapons, which are being used in Iraq currently, as we remember in Fallujah just a year or two ago, napalm being used on citizens and children. Of course, this was also used in the war last summer, the genocidal war against Beirut and Lebanon by Israel, a total and abject failure. Again, more so empowering Hezbollah or Hamas than anything else. But we have to remember about this, and I know people are going to be upset when I say this, but this is really the truth. This is war. So if anybody's listening to this broadcast, and maybe now you're wondering, well, you're probably pretty sure at this point that you made a mistake in initially supporting the war on terror, George Bush's war or domination of the Middle East. Remember that this is what you're supporting. If there's anybody out there that still thinks, and we've got a clip from Kurt Nimmo's website, it's kind of a jaywalking thing, and people don't know. I think one of the things is, name a country that starts with U. Nobody could think of one. They live in one. But, I mean, this is the type of people we deal with. If you're one of those people, you know one of these people, make sure that they understand that this is what war is. War isn't pretty. War kills people, kills little children. War promotes genocide and eugenics, among other things. And war is an ugly, ugly business. Now, I remember when I hosted an event with Scott Ritter, who was the former UNSCOM UN weapons inspector. He's, of course, the one that noted from the very beginning that they wouldn't find weapons of mass destruction in Iraq. He was there looking for them. And this is how we knew, I guess, ahead of Tim Russert and the rest of the media shills, that this would be a folly to go in there. And, of course, using weapons of mass destruction as a pretext to go in would most certainly be proven wrong. But going back to an event I did with Scott Ritter, and I asked him the question about depleted uranium, and he agreed it is a deadly substance that needs to be eradicated, but almost excused it, saying, look, we're in war. And when I'm in war, I want to use every possible method I can to stay alive and to keep my brothers and sisters alive who are fighting next to me. And if it's depleted uranium, I'll think about it later. And that was a very telling statement. And you could be mad at me for saying it, or mad at Scott Ritter for bringing up that point. But I think that is the point that needs to be made. This is what war is. War is depleted uranium. War is genocide. War is the torturing of children in front of their parents to extract information, among many other things. So it is so important to understand that before we go headlong into the next war, and certainly that day will come, let's remember exactly what war is. This is the result of it. Not to mention the inflated profits and war profiteering by the usual suspects who continue to get more power as they play one of us against another one of us, as they promote the clash of civilizations or culture clashes. We're going to take your calls here in just a bit. I got a lot more information about depleted uranium. I'll leave it up to you to do your own research. Please, if you've not heard of DU, please go out and research it, and please help us try to do something about this. If you really and truly support the troops, you'll do that. In a related story, and this just happened here last week, the court backs the EPA chief in the 9/11 toxins case. A federal appellate court has decided that it was not a conscious, shocking deal for the head of the Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, to have reassured New Yorkers that their air near Ground Zero was safe following the September 11, 2001 terrorist attacks, even if the air was toxic. Again, let me repeat, even if the air, this is what the federal appellate court ruled last week, that even if the air at Ground Zero was toxic, that it wasn't, quote-unquote, conscious shocking for the head of the EPA to have reassured New Yorkers to go back to work and to go out and go shopping. That was a decision, I believe, from last Friday by the 2nd U.S. Circuit Court of Appeals, throwing out lawsuits against the former leader of the EPA, Christine Todd Whitman. The panel of three judges reasoned that the government's interest in returning New York to normalcy following the attack should protect it from the lawsuits, telling that the government made false statements about air quality. Again, they're not saying that the government didn't make false statements. They just believe that this was perfectly in order. The court did not make any factual findings as to the quality of the air, or as to whether the EPA had intentionally misled the public, which they did. And let's not forget Hillary Clinton was involved in this, which Ms. Whitman has denied in doing. Of course, don't expect them to admit it anytime soon, especially when they have the U.S. Appellate Court of Appeals on their side. This is their ruling, quote, when great harm is likely to befall someone no matter what the government official does, the allocation of risk may be a burden. The allocation of risk may be a burden on the conscience of the one who must take such decisions, but does not shock the contemporary conscience. How's that for Orwellian, folks? The circuit chief's Judge Dennis Jacobs wrote, quote, these principles apply, notwithstanding the great service rendered by those who repaired New York the heroism of those who entered the site when it was unstable and on fire and the serious health consequences that are plausibly alleged. Again, this is the ruling, that it wouldn't have mattered because the government couldn't have cleaned up the air, they couldn't have evacuated and shut down New York. So encouraging people to go out and to breathe the air was not conscience-shocking, quote-unquote. Whether a government official's actions are conscience-shocking, again, they use this, I guess this is a legal term, I've never heard of it, they say it's a legal standard that decides whether an official is liable in certain types of lawsuits. This could, by the way, set the stage for further information coming out, because it's very possible, with the evidence that we have, with the emotions involved in this, with the critical mass that 9/11 truth is becoming, it is very possible that you might see an actual confession, like the one Cherry is alleged to have given here at Book People in Austin, Texas, that yes, we admit we pulled the buildings to save life and property. But that's not conscience-shocking because we couldn't do anything else, and, of course, we were only trying to protect the people. So I don't know if this sets a precedent or a standard for something like that. It certainly seems to. If nothing else, it sets a standard that the people who are dying as a result from, and as the Firefighters Union says, sending in rescue workers, not to rescue people, not to find the remains of the loved ones and the victims of 9/11, but to find the gold from the Nova Scotia Bank, which Rudy Giuliani ordered them to find. Of course, again, as the Firefighters Union has stated, as soon as they found that gold, all rescue efforts were called off immediately. So that's why they sent them in, and certainly I'm sure this wasn't entered into this particular trial. Again, whether a government official's actions are conscience-shocking, quote-unquote, is a legal standard that decides whether an official is liable in certain types of lawsuits. I always thought that if you accepted there were lies to get these people working down there, and that those lies were inherently conscience-shocking, that there would be a case. So said the lawyer who brought the case, Stephen Regal of Weitzen, Luxembourg, PC. Lawsuit was a class action suit on behalf of those who searched for the survivors and cleaned up Ground Zero following the attacks. The men now suffer respiratory ailments, to put it lightly. A spokesman for the Justice Department declined to comment. The court's holding in the case suggests that it will also dismiss a similar suit brought on behalf of the residents near the World Trade Center. The ruling yesterday is unlikely to have a result on another class action suit on behalf of the workers at Ground Zero, which was brought under a different legal theory, and good for them. Apparently, they might escape this ruling. The panel also included judges Rena Raggi and Robert Sack. In a related story, I guess we can head this up was with, could Tom Cruise be the next 9/11 truther? Because this is exactly what Tom Cruise is doing right now, and maybe why he's been attacked for quite some time, among other things. Of course, he's come out against the psychiatric control industry and prescription drugs, among other things. But will he be the next 9/11 celebrity truther? Tom Cruise's latest efforts isn't for the big screen. It's for the New York police, firefighters, and paramedics of September 11th. Cruise appeared last Thursday at a private dinner in Manhattan to raise money for the New York Rescue Workers Detoxification Project, a program he co-founded in 2002 with his wife, Katie Holmes. The program, based in principles developed by L. Ron Hubbard, they'll have to throw that in the news story to try to discredit it, offers free treatment to emergency workers who suffer breathing difficulties and other health problems stemming from exposure to toxins at Ground Zero after September 11, 2001. Nearly 6 years later, many are still paying a price for their heroic service at the World Trade Center. This is a profound injustice, said the 44-year-old actor in a statement to the Associated Press. This project has demonstrated that recovery is not only possible, but an incontrovertible fact. The program has treated 785 workers since its inception, said the director Jim Woodworth. Each worker is given vitamins and nutritional counseling and participates in a daily exercise and sauna sessions. The program takes about 30 days to complete, he said. You know, the thing is there, of course, writing in here that this is some kooky Scientology program, when really all this is, all this really breaks down to is a big and well-known detoxification program, which was adopted by the Scientologists. So, of course, you understand we're not promoting Scientology by saying something nice about Tom Cruise. I suppose this particular effort makes him gay. I don't know. But I do know that there are detoxification procedures, some of them which are time-consuming and very expensive, which can be used in order to help these people better than just slapping a court ruling and saying that it wasn't shocking enough to the conscience. I don't know how that helps the people recover. I do know that detoxification in this case, it doesn't help, certainly isn't going to hurt. So I'd like to support that effort. And also, I think I'm going to send Tom Cruise some Enterfood. The website for this is, I believe, nydetox.org. You can find out more about the New York Rescue Workers Detoxification Program. We'll come right back and take your calls, cover more news and information you're not getting anywhere else. This is the Alex Jones Show. I'm Jack Blood, sitting in for Alex Jones, InfoWars.com, PrisonPlanet.com.
Year after a year in production and traveling to distant lands, my new film Terror Storm is complete. Shocking declassified government documents prove that Western governments are orchestrating terror attacks against their own populations as a pretext to enslave them. Terror Storm proves that not only was 9/11 an inside job, but the attacks of 7/7 in London were carried out by British intelligence. Terror Storm chronicles the lies that took us to war in Iraq, a White House program to disseminate fake news, NSA spying, secret police torture, the latest 9/11 information, and much, much more. Terror Storm is the definitive guide to the history of government-sponsored terrorism. It's an anthology of government crimes. Terror Storm is a film that everyone who wants to be truly informed must see. Get your copy today at InfoWars.com or PrisonPlanet.com or by calling toll-free 1-888-253-3139 or watch it right now online at PrisonPlanet.tv.
Hello, folks. Alex Jones here, introducing Prudent Places USA, an interactive CD book that is your premier resource for hard-to-find information. Find out about everything from job migration to evacuation information, such as major bridges in disrepair and FEMA evacuation time studies for coastal cities. Zero in on man-made disaster zones, environmental areas of concern, and natural disaster zones. Find out everything from where to get water in an emergency to geographic income levels. Housing crisis, complete with over 3 gigabytes of detailed information on the 3,000-plus counties in the U.S., full-color photographs, 550 high-resolution full-color maps, and detailed information and analysis that you need. Order Prudent Places USA now for only $29, plus shipping, by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. And tell them Alex Jones sent you. That's 888-803-4438, or order online at BerkeyWater.com.
Hello, friends. Alex Jones here. I want you to imagine waking up one morning to find out you've been burglarized. An intruder has taken your personal possessions. Credit card numbers, social security cards, banking information, and more, all in the hands of a total stranger. What's worse is, you realize he got it through your front door because you left it unlocked. Every time you walk away from your computer, leaving your internet connection on, you are virtually inviting hackers, criminals, and Big Brother to access your personal information. Put a stop to this right now with the Net7 Network Security Switch from Net7 Technologies. Turn your internet on and off with one simple switch. There's no software to load, and it's so easy to install. Right now, you can order your Net7 Security Switch from Net7 Technologies for only $39.95. For a limited time, receive free shipping with your order. Visit net7tech.com. That's net, the number 7, tech.com, and start protecting yourself today.
Thanks again.
at the window. I can hear someone knocking on the door. There are voices in the street and the sound of running feet. And they whisper the word
revolution.
There are men coming.
Thanks again for joining us today, folks. I think our ISDN line just cut out for a minute, but we are back. Jack Blood again sitting in for Alex Jones. We're going to go to your calls here. We've got about 10 minutes to take your calls. We have a guest that we'll have up for about 10, 15 minutes. Go back to your calls and cover a lot of news breaking that you're not hearing anywhere else but on the GCN radio network on the program today. Alex was scheduled to join us here. I'm sure he will be very soon. We'll look forward to that. Just real quick here, if you have not seen Terror Storm, you have not purchased Terror Storm or the Alex Jones films, which have really set new standards for documentary filmmaking and DIY filmmaking across this world, you need to do that now. That supports the effort in order to continue building the network, continue building on the work that Alex has done such a great job at. There's actually a deal right now. You can get both Freedom to Fascism and Terror Storm for a reduced price. These are two films you want everybody to see. Terror Storm documents the history of false flag terrorism, goes into 9/11 information. A very, very important film, breaking and smashing records for downloads all across the internet. If you haven't seen this or if you haven't purchased the actual edition of it, please do so. Make copies. Get them out. Make sure everybody receives copies of Terror Storm and from Freedom to Fascism. You can get them now by going to Infowars.com, Infowars.com, or you can simply call toll-free 888-253-3139, 888-253-3139, or you can write by mail and order these films to Alex Jones, 3001 South Lamar, Suite 100, Austin, Texas, 78704. Get those films now. I highly, highly endorse them. We'll go to the phones now. Loaded phone lines. Rose in Chicago. Thank you for holding. You're on the Alex Jones Show.
Yes, good morning. I wanted to tell you that last Thursday night here in Chicago, I went to a place where William Gonzalez was telling his story.
Sure.
And he almost didn't get to the theater on time because he was detained at the airport. And they took his passport away from him. Now, this is one of the last man out, one of the 9/11 heroes.
Decorated by President Bush as a hero for 9/11, recruited by the Republican Party to be a big candidate, which he turned down because he wanted to talk about what he talked about. Okay, so he was detained. I hadn't heard that.
He's being treated like a terrorist now.
Well, did he make it to the event?
He got there in time, and I read on the LoneLantern.org that, you know, he has to go back and with his lawyer and get his passport again.
Right.
And he says that he has quite often been hassled at the airport. They keep questioning him, where are you going, what are you doing? And he says,
hasn't stopped him from telling the truth around the world, and this is, I'm sure, precisely why this has happened. I thank you for that update, Rose. You're more than welcome to hang. We'll also go to Phil, Charles, Richard, and Lucas. Stay tuned, folks. It's the Alex Jones Show.
Order a copy of this show for your friends and family at GCNLive.com or call 877-300-7645.